This is Diane Horn, your host on the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP Seattle 90.3 FM by mobile app and on the web at kexp.org. My guest this morning is Jennifer Chang, Acting Director of the Puyallup Watershed Initiative, a new model for community-centered change. Jennifer Chang is here to tell us about the work of the Puyallup Watershed Initiative to improve social and environmental conditions throughout the region, which comprises more than 1,000 square miles from Mount Rainier to Commencement Bay in Tacoma. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me, Diane.
Why was the Puyallup Watershed Initiative started? What is your history?
The Russell Family Foundation launched the Puyallup Watershed Initiative in 2012 to create a community-led, community-owned movement dedicated to improving social and environmental conditions throughout the Puyallup River watershed. At the beginning, there was a vision and a long-term commitment to build structure and capacity for this really unprecedented undertaking and evolve from a foundation-run initiative to a sustainable community-owned enterprise. And this is really a very exciting time for the Puyallup Watershed Initiative as we transitioned into an independent nonprofit organization in January. This transition really upholds our belief that the people who live and work in a community understand its issues best and will create the lasting change in this place.
Would you describe the watershed that the initiative covers?
The Puyallup River watershed is a geographic area that spans from Mount Rainier through forests, farmlands, and towns to Commencement Bay in the city of Tacoma.
So what is the Puyallup Watershed Initiative? What do you propose?
The Puyallup Watershed Initiative is working to mobilize a community movement that develops shared solutions for a high quality of life and a healthy environment for all. And we really envision a Puyallup Watershed that is a thriving natural and social environment where we can all participate, prosper, and really reach our full potential.
Would you say more about the philosophy behind the Puyallup Watershed Initiative?
At the heart of our philosophy is a belief in people and trust in community that values people as experts in their own experience. One of the ways that we do this is through multi-sector collaboration between community members, organizations, and institutions to, again, improve social and environmental conditions through shared programming, shared mobilization of resources, as well as shared measurements.
Would you say more about how you are organized?
The Puyallup Watershed Initiative really serves as a container for change, catalyzing the collaboration and community-driven efforts across six focus areas that we call communities of interest. And the focus areas are around active transportation, agriculture, environmental education, forests, industrial stormwater, and just and healthy food system.
Would you say more about who is involved in the Puyallup Watershed Initiative? Tell us about the people.
Yes, of course. The Puyallup Watershed Initiative brings together people not typically at the same table to address our region's most promising opportunities as well as the persistent challenges. There are well over 100 active participants across the initiative, including individual community leaders, small and large nonprofits, government agencies, and businesses.
In what ways are Native Americans involved in the initiative?
First, I want to start by saying the Puyallup Watershed Initiative wishes to acknowledge the indigenous people of the region, and we are very proud and grateful for the opportunity to be working toward sustainable futures for these native lands. Within the Puyallup Watershed, there are lands of the Puyallup and Muckleshoot tribes. This is definitely an area for growth for the Puyallup Watershed Initiative to continue to work with the tribes and to find really our shared areas for work and our shared passions and work to support each other.
How do you go about choosing leaders for the Puyallup Watershed Initiative?
After a two-year process to explore what community governance really means to the Puyallup Watershed Initiative and what structure will work best for us, we were very excited to launch our inaugural community board in January. The selection process for this first board brought together representatives of each of our communities of interest and several representatives from outside of the initiative. It also involved a robust engagement process that used our community connections through our networks to really find the right people, especially those who are not typically on boards or maybe community members who are just starting to emerge as local leaders.
Would you speak about your unusual interview process?
Yes, we did have an unusual interview process. As I stated, we were working to find people who aren't typically on boards, and so considering the fact that we didn't want to form a traditional board, we thought very intentionally about creating a process that wasn't traditional. And so what we did was we actually hosted community dinners with our candidates and were able to have really rich conversation, share a meal together, and provided us the space to really see how our possible community board members would interact with each other and interact with staff and interact with others from throughout the watershed. It was really a great experience, and I think one of the most telling things is that we had people who actually didn't want to leave after one of the interviews. We had to tell them to go home. So I think they were fantastic in creating deeper connections.
What do you consider to be special or unique about the Puyallup Watershed Initiative?
I feel that our belief in people who live and work in the community and acknowledging that people who are in this place understand its issues best, and that when supported with the right resources have the greatest ability to affect lasting change. I think that's something that's very unique and special about the Puyallup Watershed Initiative.
I'm Diane Horn, and my guest is Jennifer Chang, Acting Director of the Puyallup Watershed Initiative. And you are tuned to the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on listener-powered KEXP, 90.3 FM by mobile app, and on the web at kexp.org. Would you say more about your focus areas or communities of interest?
Yes, and I will try to keep this brief because they are really dynamic collaborations and they're truly the initiative's engines for change. The communities of interest range in size from about 15 to 40 active participants, and during their early formation, each of these communities of interest completed an extensive consensus-based visioning process that guides their work. And the work that they do, they come together and they develop each year through a work planning process to lay out where they want to go next and how they will work in a collaborative manner to further their visions and their long-term outcomes for the watershed.
What are some of the specific projects that the Puyallup Watershed Initiative has sponsored?
The projects that the Puyallup Watershed Initiative moves forward at this point are really through the communities of interest that we've highlighted, and they work on a wide range of projects and activities from active transportation efforts with safe routes to school policy to agriculture's work around farmland conservation, and industrial stormwater does work around assisting local businesses to really navigate the stormwater permitting.
And how about the forest group?
The forest group actually does work across the watershed in a way where they intentionally acknowledge that the challenges experienced from urban spaces to more of the suburban mid-area of the watershed to our upper watershed around Mount Rainier are all very different. And so they created an emphasis for each of those areas in the urban space, really working to increase stewardship and the urban tree canopy. In the mid-watershed, really working to engage with small forest landowners, and in the upper watershed, working to conserve and ensure that there is large tracts of forest land still in the watershed for hopefully generations to come.
Would you also mention the trail that you envision from Mount Rainier to Commencement Bay in Tacoma?
Yes, the Active Transportation Community of Interest is working to create the Tahoma to Tacoma Trail Network, which would be a 62.5-mile connected trail network from Mount Rainier to Commencement Bay. And in 2018, a big piece of their focus is around the Tacoma to Puyallup connection of that trail network.
How are you going about engaging the community in the Puyallup Watershed Initiative? Would you say more?
Right now, the engagement with the community throughout the Puyallup Watershed Initiative is really in our communities of interest and moving that work forward. We are also very intentional in acknowledging that going to a monthly meeting or participating in a community of interest may not be the right avenue for all of our community members. And so we're working to explore different ways of participation, volunteer experiences, and ways to come together for shared learning as well.
What will you consider to be a successful outcome of the initiative long term?
Really, through our community-driven and place-based efforts, long-term, we hope that the Puyallup Watershed will be a place of healthy people, healthy environment, and a healthy economy.
Where does your funding come from?
The Puyallup Watershed Initiative's primary funder is the Russell Family Foundation, and they made a 10-year commitment to this place-based movement, and right now we are at the midpoint of that funding. We have also received additional capacity building support through a local foundation, and the communities of interest apply for grant funding that furthers their efforts as well.
What do you consider to be the key accomplishments of the Puyallup Watershed Initiative so far?
For the initiative as a whole, formation of the communities of interest, seating our community board, and transitioning into an independent organization are just a few key accomplishments. And then each of the communities of interest has their own accomplishments as well, from direct action that led to Tacoma's Safe Routes to School Action Plan and a prioritization of investments that's based off of safety and equity, to community-created research that helps guide the Just and Healthy Food Systems work.
So are there other community-centered efforts going on at the watershed level in the U.S. that you know of?
There are other community-centered efforts that are going on. I think that the Puyallup Watershed Initiative's approach across the six different communities of interest is probably one of the most robust as far as the different focus areas under consideration and work. I have had the opportunity in the last year to participate with Philanthropy Northwest Changemakers work, where they highlighted six different community-based collaborations that are happening throughout the Pacific Northwest region. And something that's been really exciting for the Puyallup Watershed Initiative is to learn from and share our learnings as well with these other community collaborations and do even some learning exchanges with them.
Well, what's the message you'd like to leave our listeners with?
The message I'd like to leave is effective community building is challenging and it can be messy. It takes time and commitment both from people engaged in the work and from supporters, like funders. I really think we have to embrace the feeling of being challenged, and this new way of doing things can be hard. A genuine commitment to community-led change is relinquishing the top-down control that I think we've all grown used to. And frequently, we tend to prioritize time pressures and outcomes over creating space to effectively communicate and collaborate. And the Puyallup Watershed Initiative, above all, is an attempt to intentionally do things different. And we really hope that this model will continue to grow and truly serve as a catalyst for more community-driven efforts that really reach across boundaries.
Well, thanks so much for being here, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.
You are just listening to Jennifer Chang, Acting Director of the Puyallup Watershed Initiative. For more information, check on the web at pwi.org. Sustainability segment interviews are available as podcasts, along with KEXP's music podcasts. Go to the podcast section of KEXP's website at kexp.org. I'm Diane Horn. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in to the sustainability segment again next week on listener-powered 90.3 FM by mobile app and at kexp.org.